Welcome to Climate Matters. Today we'll be talking with Jay Egg of Egg Geo. For our listeners, we want to make sure we get the word out there about heat pumps. Lots of folks think about pumps and they think water pumps or fuel pumps or whatever it may be. But today it's heat pumps. Jay Egg is a nationally recognized expert on heat pumps. Has a large role to play in helping advance them here in New York State, working with NYSERDA and others. So welcome, Jay.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Peter.
Absolutely. So Climate Matters and heat pumps. Can you kind of connect the dots for us, Jay?
Sure thing. It kind of started with my whole interest in this heat transfer, which is what heat pumps are all about. In the mid-80s, I was in the Navy. I was a nuclear power electrician. And as I got out of the Navy in Orlando, I bought a house actually in the Tampa area, and it had a heat pump in it. And so a heat pump is simply, a piece of equipment that takes heat from one place and moves it to another. And my heat pump was struggling with very hot temperatures, in Florida. And I decided, and it's really how I got into this business in about 1989, I decided, my goodness, there's a cooler source for a heat sink, and there's a warmer source as a heat source, and that's the ground beneath our feet. And I just really was fascinated with it and started using that. Although air source and ground source heat pumps do fundamentally the same thing, the ground source heat pumps really interested me because they were always dealing with a stable temperature of the earth. Does that help to get a background on it and how I got into it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you've got a couple of decades of experience with heat pumps. And what are some of the main myths that you hear people bringing to you when they want to learn more about heat pumps?
Well, there are a whole lot of myths. And one of the I actually wrote an article about this for National Geographic, because they were fascinated by the number of myths that are out there, especially among the world with people that understand heating with fire. Fire it's been the way that people have heated for millennia. So there were all these myths, and what would happen is I would write articles, because I began very early writing articles about the fascinating energy efficiency of geothermal heat pumps. And one of the things about geothermal heat pumps is that they're rated in a coefficient of performance, just like furnaces are. A natural gas furnace has a coefficient of performance. So the very best natural gas furnace out there might have a coefficient of performance of between 95% and 98%, somewhere in there. There isn't much better, because some of the heat is going to, after it's combusted, is going to go out in ventilation air or through the flue. So when you rate heat pumps, they're rated with a coefficient of performance of 3 or 4 or 5, meaning for one unit of energy, you get 3 or 4 or 5 units of heat back. And so many times I would get these comments on these articles and say, that's ridiculous. Nothing can possibly be more than 100% efficient. And that is where National Geographic said, this is super interesting. We want to see about this and, talk about some of these myths. But you mentioned water pump, and I love that analogy, because a heat pump is really a lot the same as a water pump. If you think about a water pump, if you just electrify a water pump, but you set it on top of a table, it's not going to spontaneously create water, is it? It's designed to pump water from one place to another, right? So when you drill a well and put in a water pump, well, you have to put a pipe down into the water so it can pump it up to the house, where you can use that water for bathing, drinking, showering, whatever, you know, whatever you need it for, cooking or whatever you need it for. Otherwise, that water is completely useless down in the ground. It's the same thing with a heat pump. It does not create heat. It uses electricity to pump heat from a place where we normally can't access it. In the case of a geothermal heat pump, it's 6 feet or more down below the earth, and you pump it up into a house where you can use it. So that's what a heat pump does. It's just pumping 3 units, 4 units, 5 units of heat out of the ground for every unit of electricity used. And that's the best way to think about it.
Right.
Does that start to make a little bit of sense?
Absolutely. So we're here on Climate Matters with Jay Egg, and we are discussing heat pumps. Jay, so I think one of the things that people struggle with, I think maybe people can follow a lot of what we just described and what you just described, but how do people get their heads around the fact that you're pulling heat out of the ground that might be at 50 degrees? How can that warm my house to 70 degrees? 50 degrees doesn't seem warm enough. How do we explain that?
Oh, that is a great question, and one that I am paid quite often to explain to PhDs. So it's not a dumb question. I mean, I'm talking about engineers that really understand rocket science. I mean, everything, you know, the Department of Energy, I go there annually to explain that to their new folks how to do it. And here's a real quick way to think about it. Let's everyone just think about your refrigerator sitting in your kitchen. That is a heat pump. What it's doing is it's pumping heat out of a box, and that's your refrigerator and your freezer, and it's pumping heat out of that box and into your kitchen. Now, anybody who's come into their kitchen in the middle of the night with bare feet has put their feet near the bottom of that refrigerator and said, hey, that's warm. And that is how it's doing it. It's taking a compression system, which is called, the technical name is the Carnot refrigeration cycle, and it's pumping heat out of the box and pumping the heat up to a higher temperature so it can be transferred into the kitchen. And that is one of the fundamental laws of heat transfer. Heat can only be transferred from a higher temperature to a lower temperature, and heat will sink into it. So we have to pump the 50 degree ground temperature up to a higher temperature that we need in the house, and that's what the compressor and the evaporator and condenser and the expansion valve do in the heat pump. But I'm not going to try to explain how all those work together. It just does.
Nope, I think that's perfect, Jay. I think the refrigerator working in reverse is very helpful, and bare feet in front of a refrigerator, that's a memorable picture. That's great. And where could people go to learn more in terms of a website or resources to learn more?
Well, I'm glad you asked. My website is 100% informational. You can't buy a single thing on it, so it's just egggeo.com, E-G-G, that's 3 G's in a row, egggeo.com. And I would recommend going on to the NYSERDA website, because they have some of the best information on geothermal heat pumps ever. So just Google NYSERDA and the word geothermal, and you'll go right to their informational sections, which are remarkable.
That's great. We just have about a minute left. Maybe you could give us a little bit of a taste of heat pumps and net zero energy and some of the most advanced work you've been doing in the commercial and residential sector.
Well, I will sure do that. We just ran into a situation in New York where they ran out of gas in Westchester County. In other words, Con Ed ran out of gas capacity because basically the powers that be, whatever they are not allowing them to put in bigger gas mains. And the thing about this is, it's because burning, whether it's natural gas, which is claimed to be cleaner burning, or it's oil, or it's propane, it's all creating carbon emissions, greenhouse gas emissions. The thing about a geothermal heat pump is it's creating no on-site emissions, and the grid that supplies the electricity in New York is very green already, And it's getting greener every day by the adding of solar panels and wind farms and everything else that is going into the infrastructure of the electrical grid. So when we go electric as consumers, we're helping reduce carbon emissions and by eliminating them on site and using the electric grid. And that is the real secret to the success of society reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
That is well done, Jay. And we will try and make it not a secret in the next segment of Climate Matters, where we go into a little more depth on heat pumps with Jay Egg. Thank you, Jay.